opened my eyes as I gave up on falling asleep. Instead of being annoyed, however, I almost wished to jump around in excitement. I slid under my blankets into a sitting position, right before getting on my feet on the floor and standing up. My nightgown enveloped me with my bed's warmness, and my long, silky hair cascaded on my back. I had been waiting for this moment, and now I was so anxious. My hands and legs trembled in the cool atmosphere sent chills up my arms and back. I closed my eyes and took a deep breath, new air filling my lungs, then letting it all out, and in, out. In, out. And very slowly, my shaky hands calmed down and my active mind lowered its pace. I slowly opened my eyes again. The moon's light was coming in from a slight gap between the curtains of my room, faintly illuminating it and giving it a subtle, ghostly touch. More calm now, I went to my door, opening it carefully and going out of my room. Everything was hidden in the dark, but I knew every inch of this space. My feet moved soundlessly in my cute knee-high socks, while my hands were on the walls, my fingers tracing it and guiding me in a place that my eyes couldn't see. Before I could know it, I felt the wooden surface of another bedroom door, and I smiled. No one would be at home for a whole week. I had gone to Europe for a business trip. The house was very quiet, and I was alone. Or almost alone. There was someone else sleeping behind this wooden door. It was slightly ajar, so I pulled it cautiously and snuck inside. I noiselessly approached the bed in the center of the wide room. The curtains were widely open, and the moonlight entered, making everything slightly visible. The bed was slightly messed up, but that didn't really matter to me. I approached it so I could see better, and then there he was, sleeping with such a peaceful and cute-looking face, his mouth slightly open. My big brother. His arms and legs were carelessly spread, and his blankets were somehow all tangled on his left leg. I covered my mouth to muffle my giggling at how silly he looked. I kneeled and then stretched on his bed, until my face was separated by just a few inches from his. He was so vulnerable. He had no idea that someone was looking at him like this. I sighed, looking at his mouth, his lips. It's so irresistible. I closed the remaining distance, kissing him on his lower lip delicately. For a few seconds, I stayed just watching him, my heart starting to pound in my chest, fearing that he might wake up. He was deep in his sleep, thankfully. I go again, but this time pressing my lips against his. It really felt like something I shouldn't do, but I couldn't really stop myself. I felt such an incredible joy, as if my heart was melting. Oh, Honey-chan, it was so painful to look at you every day since we started high school. I'd hug my pillow at night thinking of every word you say to me that day. With every smile, you drive me crazy. And any look in my direction would make my heart race. Even now, as you sleep, all of my attention is dedicated to you, and all of my thoughts are just about you. I slowly start getting away from his sleeping face, carefully pushing myself away and standing up again. My brother moved a bit, and I froze. He mumbled something, and I can only understand the last part. Love you. skipped a beat, but I looked carefully and noticed that he was still asleep. He was probably just dreaming about some pretty girl from his class. I knew it was a bit too much to ask, but I wished he could just once look at me. I stood up and was just about to leave, but then I noticed something bulging in his pants. No way. It couldn't be, right? I got closer, and it was really there, growing and twitching. His dick. I blushed and wanted to avert my gaze, but my eyes were glued to it. I quickly looked at my brother's face, and he didn't look like he'd be waking up on the sanctuary, so my hands carefully moved and slid down his boxer. It startled me a bit when it suddenly sprung out. His cock was huge. I didn't know how to measure it, but I had no doubt that it had to be at least 9 inches. This was bad. I didn't even know what I was doing, but I couldn't resist any longer. My hands grabbed it, and I started stroking it up and down. It was hot, and my hands could barely get around it when holding it. I got the tip inside of my mouth, running my tongue around it, licking it everywhere. His legs jumped every time I brushed my teeth against it, and he sometimes did some sounds. This must make him feel so good. It was huge and thick, and his sex fluids coming out now had a taste that was hard to compare to anything else. This was so unfair. It was getting all the pleasure while I was just licking his lollipop like this. I couldn't hold it any longer. I undressed and carefully climbed up to his bed and got to his middle, getting on my knees, my hard, arid pussy brushing his tip. It felt so good. It was irresistible beyond imagination. My insides were burning now. I didn't care if he was dreaming about another girl. I was selfish and naughty. I wanted them all for myself. I went down, feeling his huge cock slide into me. It felt like something exploding inside of me, and my knees gave out midway, making me fall the rest of the way and getting it all in. I gasped, gripping my lower belly in pain, my virgin insides constricting against his dick. I looked back at him, and he somehow was still asleep, despite making a oomph sound. The pain went away after a few moments, so I moved a bit to test it out. I was far better than anything I could imagine. I leaned forward, putting my weight on my hands at both of my sides, my big breasts hanging not too far from his face. I started moving my rear up and down, slow at first, and when I was sure he wouldn't wake up, I went faster and more carelessly. It was bliss making it go in and out like this, making it rub against my best spots. I quickly gained confidence and started letting out soft moans and really slamming it in. Soon after, Onichan started moaning too and driving my mind crazy with his sounds and my dirty thoughts. Yes. I got into a sitting position again, letting my tongue fall out and to make my breasts bounce on purpose. I bet it would have been such a spectacular view for him if only he were awake. I heard him often saying things like, yes, I love you. But he suddenly added, I really love you, Onisha. And then my eyes widened. It was just absurd and probably meaningless. But yes, did he just confess his own feelings for me? I didn't stop my up and down on him. But I was so happy that some tears streamed down my cheeks.
Yes.
His dick was ramming into my womb now, getting even harder and throbbing like crazy. I felt like I could fly, as if my insides were melting. And I knew I was getting close to my orgasm. I forgot about almost everything around me. I felt fuzzy and I could only think about my cute brother below me. Omi-chan loves me. He really loves me. I was ready to come, so I slammed his massive cock inside of me and felt as my insides burst, squeezing him around and letting my juices out.
Omi-chan, I'm coming.
I closed my eyes, moaning as I felt the waves of pleasure run through my body. I suddenly felt his hard dick throbbing and twitching, shooting out Omi-chan's creamy sperm deep inside of my womb. It was such a huge, creamy load, and made me feel so proud. I opened my eyes to look at his face, but his white eyes were staring back at me. His surprised face was just too cute for me. He opened his mouth to say something, but no words came out. I silenced him with my right index finger. Your sleep talk gave you away. I told him, and his eyes widened even more, as he blushed so violently that I could see it just with the moonlight coming in. I moved my whole hand to cover his mouth when he tried to say something. It's okay. I love you too, Omi-chan. I love you so much. More than you can ever imagine. Also, let me tell you a little secret. I removed my hand from his mouth, and before he had time to react, I moved in and with my soft lips, gave him a kiss that made both of our dreams and wishes come true.